This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's largest school district has reached an agreement with its teachers' union Thursday. The Denver Public Schools' three-year deal includes an 8.7% pay raise, a starting salary of about $50,000, and a lot more time during the school day for planning. The contract that expired this week was ratified after a teacher's strike in 2019. Teachers' union members and the Denver School Board still need to approve the deal. Nearly 62,000 people attended the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo last Saturday. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports fair officials say that's up about 26% from last year.
Total attendance was more than 172,000 during the first 4 days of the fair. That's more in the same time period than for any year since 2017. The COVID-19 pandemic mostly shut down the fair in 2020. Last year, the numbers began to rebound. Labor Day weekend, which includes Fiesta Day, historically sees the biggest crowds. In its busiest years, more than 500,000 people attend the fair. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The Denver Chalk Art Festival returns this Labor Day weekend in a new location. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
Over 200 artists used the streets as a canvas to create astonishing chalk drawings during the popular street painting festival. This year, the Denver Chalk Art Festival will run for 3 days in a new location in the Golden Triangle near Civic Center Park. Admission is free and musicians will accompany the artists. But this colorful street museum is only temporary because at the end of the day Monday, the street cleaners wash it all away. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. It's 11:06.